Hi, this is Lewis Gossett Jr. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Susan Silver, one of the original writers of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, will join us later on in the hour, as will Ed Asner's eldest son, Matthew Asner. We hope you'll stay tuned for both those conversations. In the meantime, joining us right now is stage and television actress Veronica Red. Fans of The Young and the Restless know Veronica as the second of two actresses who played Mamie Johnson, while fans of The Jeffersons know Veronica as Eddie Stokes / Edie Stokes in Once a Friend. Once a Friend, the groundbreaking episode of The Jeffersons that marked one of the very first portrayals of a transgender person on network television. Veronica Red's many other television appearances include three episodes of Lou Grant. We recently had a chance to chat with Veronica for TV Confidential and asked her to share some thoughts on the passing of Ed Asner. Among your many other credits, you did three episodes of Lou Grant. Through the wonders of DVD, I watched two of them last night. Because I knew I was going to
tell me what they were.
I'll do my best to paint the picture, and I hope it triggers a memory or two.
Okay.
One show, you have a scene in the newsroom. You don't have any screen time with Ed Asner, although at least from the edited episode, he appeared to be on the set at the same time you were on the set filming your scene with Linda Kelsey. Do you have any memories about either of those episodes? Did you have any chance to interact with Ed Asner on your day at the set?
Okay. It's so interesting that you should bring this up because Ed Asner just passed.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who just adored him, you know, his persona. I have been thinking about that, and I feel like I was actually in a conversation with him. On one of those episodes, so based on what you said, it probably was the one in which I did not actually have a scene with him. But it feels like when I heard that he passed, I just had this flashback of being with him and having, you know, a light repartee between he, myself, and maybe one other person. I don't know, maybe it was a makeup person. I can't recall. But I remember him being jocular. You know? That's what I remember.
Yeah.
And that you couldn't be too heavy around him.
Mm-hmm.
You better be light. Because if you took everything too seriously, you would get your feelings hurt. But he was very close to a lot of how we knew him as a character. He knew how to keep everything buoyant
mm-hmm.
in the moment. And that's so important when you're working all day long. And sometimes you're working with people you will probably never see again,
mm-hmm.
you know. But being in this feeling of camaraderie and unity and companionship, that is key to maybe getting hired again in the future, because it's such hard work, it's such grueling work, and people need to have people around them who are lighthearted. And that's the feeling that I always remember when I think about Ed. I keep thinking, was I ever really around him? And I just cannot say I was not.
Well, as I say in this particular episode, if you have a chance to watch it, folks, it's from the second season. The episode is called Murder, and Veronica has a very key role at the end of the episode, and it appears in the newsroom. Now, the way they film Lou Grant, almost the way Robert Altman makes movies, in that you'll have several actors on the set, and the main camera will be, in this case, on you and Linda Kelsey, because that was the main point of the scene. But Ed is in the background at his desk doing what Lou Grant is doing. That's why I'm guessing that you had I was hoping you may have had some sort of banter with him that day, because you were both on the same set at the same time, even though you didn't have screen time.
Yes. Thank you so much for the memory, but that's probably what it was. But I just I can honestly say I don't think I could have been on a set with him and that he would not have found some way to engage with another actor. He's very generous.
Yes, very generous. And I laugh when you said, when you used the word jocular, because that is one of the first words I think of. I was, as a result of doing this program, I was fortunate to talk to Ed several times over the past, you know.
Yes.
Every time I would bring up something about his character, he would make a joke because he was just a naturally funny person.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I remember about him. And, you know, sometimes you wonder, okay, well, why is this person the star on the show? Or why is this person? The star is carrying everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real life is happening the whole time that we might be shooting a fictional script. But the person who is the star really sets the tone, not just for the show as it's presented to the audience, but sets the tone for the work day. And that includes everyone, people on the camera and behind the camera. And you can feel it when you go on a set. You can feel what kind of tone is set by that lead actor, or by the showrunner, or the executive producer. And in many ways, they are one and the same person, that same energy. And I can honestly say that's one of the things that I learned by being on Lou Grant three times, is that it was always that same feeling that you're going to come in, you're going to get your work done, but you were also going to enjoy the day. And you can't always say that to be the case on every production.
Actress Veronica Redd on why Ed Asner was such a good lead on Lou Grant and a good leader on the set of Lou Grant, creating an atmosphere of camaraderie for everyone who worked on that show. Veronica's many television appearances include three episodes of Lou Grant, as well as Once a Friend. Once a Friend, the groundbreaking episode of The Jeffersons that marked one of the very first portrayals of a transgender person on network television. We recently recorded an hour with Veronica Redd, in which we talked about Once a Friend, including a very poignant story in which Veronica first realized just how much her performance in that episode meant to real-life transgender people. We'll play that conversation with Veronica Redd in October on TV Confidential. In the meantime, we'll take a quick time out, then Susan Silver will join us as we continue our tribute to Ed Asner on TV Confidential.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of The Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why The Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.